This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The United States military and Iraq launched a joint raid targeting suspected Islamic State group militants in the country's western desert that killed at least 15 people and saw seven American troops hurt. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks has more.
The U.S. military Central Command alleged that militants were armed with numerous weapons, grenades, and explosive suicide belts during the attack. An Iraqi military statement said among the dead were key ISIS leaders without identifying them. It added all hideouts, weapons, and logistical support were destroyed, explosive belts were safely detonated, and important documents and devices were seized. The U.S. forces have been fighting the Islamic State for years after dislodging the militants from their self-declared caliphate across Iraq and Syria. The casualties from this raid were higher than in previous ones, but officials added that there was no indication any of them were civilians. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
The Philippines and China on Saturday accused each other of intentionally ramming Coast Guard ships in disputed waters off the South China Sea. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reports.
The Philippine Coast Guard said that the China Coast Guard vessel 5205, quote, directly and intentionally rammed the Philippine vessel without provocation. They added that the ramming damaged the Philippines' 320-foot ship, but no one was injured. In a statement, a China's Coast Guard spokesman said a Philippine ship, quote, illegally stranded at the shoal, had lifted anchor and, quote, deliberately rammed a Chinese vessel. He called on the Philippines to withdraw immediately or bear the consequences. Beijing claims almost the entire South China Sea. The Permanent Court of Arbitration in 2016 found China's sweeping claims had no legal basis, a ruling Beijing rejects.
Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones. For additional stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Presidential candidates Kamala Harris and Donald Trump have very different visions on climate laws. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani has more.
Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump have starkly different visions on how to address a changing climate while ensuring a reliable energy supply. Harris cast the tie-breaking vote on the Inflation Reduction Act, President Joe Biden's landmark climate law. As a senator from California, she co-sponsored the Green New Deal, but now says she will not ban fracking, a common drilling technique. Trump criticized her changing positions at a campaign rally in Johnstown, Pennsylvania.
She's vowed repeatedly that we will ban fracking. She just said it today. I saw it. They have a clip from like 2 years ago. She said, no, I'm in favor of fracking, like last week.
Haya Panjwani, Washington.
For more than a year, religious organizations have lobbied Congress and the Biden administration to fix a sudden procedural change in how the government processes green cards for religious workers from abroad. The change made in March 2023 threatens the ability of thousands of them to continue to minister in the United States. The Catholic Diocese of Paterson, New Jersey, and five of its priests, whose legal status in the United States expires as soon as next spring, have now sued the federal agencies overseeing immigration. They argue that the change will severely disrupt the lives and religious freedom of the priests, as well as the hundreds of thousands of Catholics they serve. Brazil has started blocking Elon Musk's social media platform X, making it largely inaccessible on both the web and through its mobile app after the company refused to comply with a judge's order. AP Brazil News Director David Biller reports.
Justice Alexandre de Moraes is basing his decision on local law requiring foreign companies to have a representative in order to receive notification of court decisions and also to take any requisite legal action. De Moraes' defenders have said that his decisions targeting X have been lawful and that they've served to protect democracy. Musk, on the other hand, has characterized de Moraes as an authoritarian censor. Brazil is an important market for X with tens of millions of regular users and also a potentially huge growth market for Elon Musk's satellite company Starlink. And now Starlink is also in de Moraes' crosshairs. It said that this week the judge froze its accounts, apparently in an attempt to get it to pay for X's fines.
David Biller from the AP. A top court in the Dominican Republic has agreed to review a challenge to laws dating from the last century that criminalize gay sex involving members of the army and police force. It's the first time in recent history that someone in the socially conservative Caribbean country has challenged laws that punish such actions, with up to 2 years in prison for police and 1 year for the military. While prosecutions are rare, Christian Gonzalez Cabrera, senior researcher at Human Rights Watch, said Saturday that the laws give legal sanction for discrimination, violence, and prejudice against LGBTQ+ people. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.